WBMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Laurie Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson. Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness. Mikael Mir's financial consciousness. And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
And good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney here today. Tracy, well, yes, we're kind of recording this a little bit beforehand because Tracy's actually teaching, but Tracy is usually with us the second Friday of the month. And so actually next month she'll be with us on the same Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, just because she's in class. Okay, so hey, Tracy.
Hello.
Tracy can be found at...
flying it at the last minute again.
Tracy can be found at her website, tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com. Okay, so, well, I know that we have a very interesting topic to start with because it's something that's kind of personal to you and what's been kind of going on in your home.
Well, I just, you know... normally we talk about things that are going on in my office,
yes,
and I try to deliver to people, you know, kind of, I guess, what would be called some of the secrets of, you know, what is behind the walls of my office. But, and we'll probably do a little bit of that a little later, but this is right in my face right now in our home. And I just feel... maybe it's my responsibility. I've got to be careful about it. I don't want to create any lawsuits for myself. But having said that, I know this to be true and I know this to be real. And it's really nice that the Sony company has come out and actually given it a name. They're calling them Xbox. So what I wanted to talk about for a couple of minutes are the kind of negative energetics that are traveling out of the games that are potentially being played by kids and adults, what I'm calling the video games. Now, I have not seen this as being any kind of issue with Wii, but I have seen it as being an issue with the other big players. And like I said, I thought it was really interesting that Sony was actually giving it a name, Xbox, and I felt very validated as a mother and as an energy medicine practitioner, because we actually returned one of these big gaming consoles 5 days after we bought it for my son for Christmas. We returned it because I noticed that this was going on and I just would not have it in our home. It took about a year to a year and a half, maybe it was about a year and a half later, that Sony came out. I think it was a Batman game. I think if it would be true, it was our Spider-Man game. And they came out and said they were not going to release the Spider-Man version or the Batman version, the secondary version at this particular point. They were holding it back for another 72 hours because they had to do some more cleaning of the game, and they called them Xbox. And these are things that now that I am aware of them, I have been mentioning them. I have been mentioning this whole concept around what is going on with video games, potentially, because not all of them, obviously. And now I'm starting to see that it's what is going on with what's happening with our internet, potentially, what's happening with Facebook, potentially. And I just figure let's have a discussion about it for a couple of minutes, because there are potential energies that are interfering and creating some components of chaos, mental stress, I think, nervous system stress, not just for kids, I think for adults, and maybe they're not aware of the things that they're negotiating. I remember after I first realized this, after I gave back our gaming console 5 days after Christmas and said, no, gone, out of the house, my son was so upset, so, so upset. This was his major Christmas present. Now, I managed to redeem myself several months later because I put the money in his bank account and said, you can spend it in a way that you would like to spend it. And he was able to buy two whopping priced Lady Gaga tickets. And he was so excited to go to this concert. And I actually had some contacts that got us really good seats. So we managed to sort out the loss of the gaming box 3 or 4 months later. So thank heavens for Lady Gaga flying into Toronto. Don't know if I still would have been through that note the other side of it, the disappointment. All right, so then I start to mention it to some others. I start to just put this on their radar. I went into meditation about it. I got really quiet. I wanted to kind of have some answers as to whether there was any validity to what I was seeing, the changing in temperament of my son, the changing in sleeping patterns of my son. He literally came up one day and he said to me about 3 days after he started to play the game. I believe it was a Harry Potter game. It was one of the new Harry Potter games. And he came up to me at about midnight and I said, "Sweetie, you need to go to bed now." He came up and he was quite belligerent, and my son is not that. He's a very kind soul. And he came up the stairs. He was angry. He was upset, more agitated than I think I've ever seen him really. And he said, "Mommy, I don't know how to explain this to you. My body is tired and wants to go to bed, but my head is not. It wants to stay up and it wants to play the game all night."
Mm-hmm.
And he had a look in his face.
Like an obsessive.
Yes. Yeah. And this was a comment that I had almost heard verbatim from a client's mother about her son, about her 16-year-old son, who was in school, not doing particularly well, incapable of getting up in the morning for classes. His whole sleeping pattern had turned around, as had his friends. They were sleeping by day and gaming by night, talking about the same thing. Their bodies were tired, exhausted, but their brains were wide awake and wired until the morning hours. When my son said that, the bells went off. And I knew that something was going on with that game. And it was the first time that was on my radar. And then I suspected that that was the exact truth for this client's boy and for the children that were around him at that time, all having similar sleeping patterns and patterns of, you know, not doing well at school. So what I heard from my guidance, because I was going to just do a prayer to see if I could clear some of whatever this interference was from my son. So this would have been a couple of years ago. What I heard was, no, do it in front of him. Let him feel what is going on. And that was kind of a little bit unusual for me. My son was, he's 14 now, so that would have been 12 at the time, maybe just coming out of 11. Usually I would ask permission, but I would do these things quite separate from him. And I thought, all right, I'm going to take that guidance. So I sat him downstairs. And this was about midnight. I sat him downstairs in front of this gaming machine. And I just started to do the prayer, asking this greater divine of 100% pure love and pure light to remove from my son everything that had come into him, come into his nervous system, come in any way, shape, or form to him that was not in his highest and best interest, but directly related to that game, directly related to that gaming box. And I just asked that it all be removed. Well, my son's lips started to quiver and he's looking at me. He opens his eyes. He says, "Mommy, stop it. Stop it. Stop it." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Liam, it's okay." He said, "Mommy, I can feel things coming off." And he's pointing to kind of his forebrain. "I can feel things coming off here." And he points to the back of his head, and "It's coming off here and it's coming off beside my ears. Mommy, 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 stop it. I'm scared." And the whole thing was finished. The whole correction was finished energetically within about 30 to 45 seconds. And the whole time my son's lips were quivering and he was visibly disturbed by what he was feeling. And he was literally saying to me, "Mommy, it's coming out of my body. It's not just in my face. It's not just in my head. It's in my body. I can feel it coming out of my body. Mommy, 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 stop it." And then it was all quiet. This actually, I'm not one for distressing my son, which is one of the reasons why I do these things kind of in private some of the times. And I wasn't very happy about having distressed my son then either. And I was actually quite shocked by the level of reaction that he was having to what was being asked. So was he. He stopped playing the game. Initially did not kick up much of a fuss when I said, we're selling the game. We're taking the game back, or we're selling the game. The game's out of this house. And then as time went by and he was actually digesting the concept that he wasn't going to be able to play some of these games that he had really looked forward to, because not only did we buy the gaming console, but we bought about four or five new games, he really started to get quite upset with, you know, that was just an indigestible morsel to him. Now fast forward, as I see that proof, right? Seeing is believing, hearing is believing, feeling is believing. As I see this, my son sees this. My husband wasn't with us at the time. He was working, I think. I, of course, started to say something to some others and some people that I knew had gaming devices of various kinds. Asked them where they were seeing certain things, like sleeping patterns, changes in mood, changes in attitude. Was your child actually getting a little angrier, a little chippier? You know, what were you noticing anything? And it was very interesting to hear some of the feedback. And one thing in particular stood out. It was an energy medicine practitioner, graduate of my class, who said, oh, yes, I know about this. Your eyes are looking like I need to stop. I know about this. My son knows about this. He's 8. He sees the things coming out of the game. He sees them. He came up and told me that he sees them coming out of the game. He sees them coming out of the machine. He sees them in color. And he said to me, don't worry, mommy, I built a wall. With my mind, I built a wall. So they don't touch me. And this is out of the mouth of an 8-year-old who has known about this since he started to play the games.
All right, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Tracy McBurney on Intuitive Soul at Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. That if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. Then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Seen a lot of what the world can do, and it's breaking my heart in two, because I never want to see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad. Remember you, like a child, girl. Remember you like a child, girl.
just remember you like a child girl.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney here today. Tracy can be found on the web at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com. And, well, we're talking about...
X-Bugs.
Yes. And maybe how to protect our children, and not just children, because
not
it's adults.
Not just children.
Lots
not
of adults.
Just children. Not just children.
No.
Although in meditation, what I was getting is that these energetics, for reasons I cannot explain, are affecting boys and potentially men more than they are affecting women. Now, I do not know whether that has something to do with the DNA 23rd chromosome XY. I have no idea. I don't know if it has to do with the testosterone cascades from a hormone perspective. Mm-hmm. I really don't have an answer for that. But it came in very clearly that women seem to have some sort of greater natural protection based on the physiology, the hormone structure of them, whatever it is, than men do. And that men that are really operating more from a feminine perspective may also have that same kind of
barrier
or a little bit better shielding. And maybe that's because they don't have the testosterone cascade that a more manly teenager yeah. might have. So that's only me surmising what the answer would be, but that was me just getting that as an answer to more information. More information, please. Could I have more information about what's going on here now that I'm interested in this? So the stories continue with mentioning this to mothers, just putting this on the radar. I have not yet seen anybody tell me any negative stories that they have seen as far as change in behavior, change in sleep patterns with connection to the we. That's all I can tell you. So that was that. So I had to, we had to figure out something for my son. He started to go back to gaming a little bit with a different console. We bought him one that we thought was perhaps a little bit better purchase. We think it is. We still think it is. But having said that, still seeing some of the same problems. Not to the same extent, though. It was interesting because there was one day when my son was very upset that we were not going to buy him one of these more mature games. He's 14 now, one of these more mature games, the M games. That he wanted to play, and one of them he was very interested in had something to do with mythology. My son's not so much the shoot 'em up. We would never buy him a Halo game, for example. It wouldn't even suit his temperament. But he very much likes these games of mythology and deep, sure. deep stories, and to be immersed in those and to really be one with those. So he wanted to be part of one of these games. His name I forget. And I was saying no. And then finally one day it was really interesting. And I thought, what just took over me when I said that to him? I literally said to him, if you want me to play in your world, meaning to say yes to games like this, then you need to start playing in mine. And what I meant by that is you need to stop separating yourself so much from the energy medicine work that I do. You need to start embracing that which you can embrace in a way that's going to work for you, because, sorry, we're just not going to let you be down there unshielded. We're just not going to let you be down there, you know, taking these things in through your eyes and taking these things in through your sensitive stomach, your gut brain, maybe even potentially your heart brain. It's just not going to happen. And so he did. He got it. Whatever it was, however I said it, whoever helped to guide me in the exact words that I said, he got it, and he has been incredibly good about, I hear him downstairs repeating his affirmations. He doesn't like to call them prayers. He doesn't like to formulate things that have any connection to religion in his mind. He's got some real blocks around that. But we call them affirmations, and I hear him downstairs before he turns on his game, literally asking this divine within himself, he can get his head wrapped around that. My son is one that would say to me, I do not believe in God. And I was just like, oh. But, oh.
That must be hard for you.
It's been interesting. I have a mother that says out loud, I do not believe in God, any way that I could possibly frame it. And I have a son that sits in the same place. And I'm like, oh, okay, so these are the interesting challenges of my time. Having said that, my son is very good with embracing core of light within him, divine core of light within him. He's great with that. So I've been able to frame it in a way that is religionless from him, and he is free of anything that interrupts his capacity to be able to connect with that. And that's all I really care about, right? Mm-hmm. I just want him to be able to connect with that 100% divine love and light within him by whatever means. And so he's been a really important tool in teaching me how to frame things in a way that might be digestible for a different world. So I hear him downstairs doing these things. I hear him downstairs doing his little affirmations, making sure, saying how it is that he wants, that he's created in his mind, his imaginal cells, right? Albert Einstein talks about joining your imaginal cells. We talk about it, joining mm-hmm. your imaginal cells in your brain to this wonderful, divine, 100% love and light source within yourself. And just, oh my God, what can you create? And what can be delivered to this world when you do that? And so I heard my son talking out loud, just in a small voice. He didn't think that anybody was listening, but I was up at the top of the stairs, and he's talking out loud, and he's saying to this divine within himself. And what he is envisioning is sitting outside of this console box that is trapping all of these energetics so that they literally cannot get beyond that place. They're not going to get stuck in that machine, but they're going to be dissolved. They're going to be neutralized. They're going to be destroyed. I'm listening to his words. I'm like, it's like, oh my God, this is a right. And then he's saying, and if any of them manage to slip through this for whatever reason, then there is a shield. And it was fascinating as he asked for this shield to be placed around him. He was so excited the first day that he did it. He came upstairs and he said, Mommy, my shield is blue. I could see it. Like, I'm not a person that sees pictures in my head so much, but my son is actually quite visual. He says, Mommy, I could see it. It's blue. It's a blue shield, and it goes even over my eyeballs. It goes, and it's all around me, and it's a beautiful color blue. I'm like, yeah, you go, guy. For the first little while, we had to get him to be more mindful about protecting the house, like more mindful about making sure that no energetics were coming out of that gaming system or out of those games that were in any way going to get embedded in the house or become one with the house or interfere. But I will tell you, I have seen several times before he got very disciplined with this that I saw temperaments change in our house. And when I started to ask, what is going on here? Like, what is going on? We're at each other's throats. We're not being nice to each other. Like, you know, what? And I do work out of home. So sometimes you have to just say, all right, what got left in the home that didn't get cleared, that didn't get cleansed? But on these several circumstances where this happened, and it seemed to happen, you know, just out of the blue, it was something that had come out of that machine. It was something that had come out of that game and was now sitting in our house. And now we were navigating it. Like now that destructive energy was in our house, and it was literally destroying the relationship between my husband and I potentially, or destroying the connection between my son and I, or literally going, it was fascinating to really get that clear transmission that something energetic had seeped out of that game that was destructive in nature. And now it was sitting in my home, and it was energetically sitting in my home. Like somehow, like it's almost like, Lori, we're talking about a ghost story. We're talking about the 21st century ghost stories where it's like these ghosts of energy are sitting in our homes as a result of what we brought through. Now, do I not think that that can be possible from a television show? Absolutely. I totally think so. Do I think there's something about the way these games are created and how immersed we get in them? Mm. You know, I don't understand the technology, but I think it's different. I think it's different. I think the quality of our immersion is different. And it hits us in a different way, and it impacts us in a different way, and I think it's meant to. I think that that's the whole purpose of the game. And it concerns me because now we're talking about games that they want to put into play that are virtual reality games, where you are literally wearing something on your eyes and I'm just sitting there going, you know what? Your subconscious mind has no idea the difference between what is real and what is just sitting there in the visual. I mean, they talk about it in the movie The Secret. Why would this be any different? How is this going to impact our adrenals? How is this going to impact our kidneys? How is this going to impact our stress levels? What is this going to do as we put ourselves in these really highly nervous system activated and adrenally activated places for 2 and 3 hours at a time? Like, how is that going to serve us? And what are we doing to ensure that we can rebuild from something like that if it's affected? And, you know, none of this stuff's being discussed. Right? None of this stuff's being discussed. And really, it's like we're not even discussing the small or little or large effects that we're seeing on the people that are getting immersed in these and addicted to these. We are hearing some components about addiction. We are hearing about the dopamine addiction. We are hearing about stuff like that. But we're not hearing the stuff that I'm speaking about and the stuff that parents are noticing. So you're kind of looking around, and maybe we're going to go to another break in a second.
Yeah.
So I'll shush and come back to the next piece in a minute.
She's so good. All right, we're going to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have Tracy McBurney with us. Tracy can be found on the web at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney here today. Tracy is always with us on the second Friday of the month. Next month, she's going to be with us the second Wednesday, though, just because she's still teaching classes on Friday. So we have that opportunity open so people will be able to call in again, and that'll be great. So we've been talking about the things that come off of gaming and not just games.
The energy ghosts from the games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just thought before we finish this module, the newest thing that's been distressing me, because that's been an old thing that's been distressing me. That's been something that I've talked about in classes and courses and wanted to put on the radars of as many people as I could talk to when it came up and when I thought about it. But this is the newest one. My newest one is how my son was impacted and affected. And I'm unclear at this particular point whether it was by something on Facebook or whether it was by something on the more direct internet. I think it was by something on the internet. But my son literally got possessed by something that literally came through the internet, or he got so deeply immersed within whatever this was. I am unclear at this point in time how this happened. But my son came home from school yesterday. This just happened yesterday. He came home from school yesterday. He was fine. He was in a good attitude. He's just ready to start exams. He's a little nervous about that. Math exams, his first exam. That's the one he's got his worst mark in. That's the one that's going to stress him out the most, and it's good that we're moving it out first. And I went into my office to work with a client from whatever that time frame was, 5 until 7, exited to sit down and have dinner with the family. My son was in a completely different mood. He was watching something on his iPhone. My husband started to watch it because he could hear. My son wasn't using earphones, and my husband could hear some of the dialogue that was streaming through from whatever my son was watching. And he didn't like what he was hearing, so he sat down and just kind of listened more acutely and really wanted to see the visuals of what my son was paying attention to. And then the two of them had started eating dinner and were doing this little interaction when I came out. And I heard my husband say, "Why do you like this? You watch this person a lot. Why do you like this? Why does this intrigue you so much? This person to me feels like they're full of hate and feels like they're full of contempt and feels to me like they're trying to buck a system or be destructive to a system. But it doesn't feel like the criticisms are coming from a place that wishes or desires to make something better. It feels like it's, you know, this person is criticizing and really putting down from a place of desiring to destroy. And that's what I feel is hate." By the time I came out for dinner, my son's temperament was completely changed. He was arrogant. He was talking back. He was actually talking in a different tone. My son, he's a drama major in school. He's a musical theater major in high school. He has, I think, one of his biggest attributes next to his talent to dance is his talent to mimic. He's actually a very good mimic.
Okay.
And so what I started to realize when I could actually hear, because I said, "Can you just let me hear what you were listening to?" Because I was starting to get that maybe some part of this was as a result of what he was listening to. And as I heard it, I went, "Oh, you're mimicking this guy." But I didn't hear it to the extent my husband heard it. I didn't hear my husband's criticism of the hatred, the contempt. I didn't hear whatever that module was. I just heard a couple of lines. And so that's what was going on for my son. I don't know if you noticed yourself. I did notice this myself. When I really like something of somebody, I like their laugh, then I start to laugh like them.
Okay.
I like the way that they crinkle their nose,
sure,
because I think
I know
it's
that.
Cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I crinkle my nose like them. Have you noticed that you take on certain mannerisms of
sure,
other people
absolutely.
That you actually like and that you think are cool? Or I've just dated myself with that word cool, by the way.
I'm just wondering if you, you know, I know you like my laugh, so I'm wondering how well you've been doing it.
You know what? I can't do your laugh. If I could do your laugh, I do your laugh. I love your laugh. I think Disney needs to just get a hold of you. But that's just my opinion. Disney, you need to get a hold of her. And so I didn't really think much of it. But last night, my son flipped out of bed. He's never done this before. He flipped out of bed 4 times.
Wow.
Like right out of bed, bang on the floor 4 times. My husband went in twice to pick him up and put him back to bed. This was highly unusual. Like highly unusual. I mean, even when he was
asleep?
Yeah, dead asleep.
No way.
Even when he was in a little man first in his bed, he didn't fall out of bed. So this was bizarre. I went in the last time that he fell out of bed because I had just come up from upstairs, so I didn't actually realize this was going on. He was not really conscious. I brought him back into some state of consciousness. He rolled over. He starts to talk to me in a tone that I'm going, who is this? Who is this? And he opens his eyes and I'm going, these are not his eyes. And to me, my son was possessed. He starts to, in this weird tone of voice, starts to tell me about being in a dream state. He's dreaming mathematical equations. He's seeing these complex mathematical equations and they're floating around and he can't catch them. But he's saying this, Lori, I got to tell you, it was so disturbing because he's saying this in tones and in verbiage that are not him.
Right.
He's got a baritone tone to his voice now. It went from that wonderful, angelic, beautiful little voice to the baritone voice that he has now. This was not his voice. It was not his face. It was not his eyes. And I'm going, who is inside of my son? And how did they get there? And how is this happening? And who has taken my son over in dream time? And my son doesn't fall out of beds. And my son doesn't have these crazy dreams. That, you know, the way he's describing it to me, it sounded like, you know, some Alice in Wonderland hallucinogenic drug dream. He was exhausted this morning, like just exhausted. Didn't get out of bed, went to school for the last 2 periods, which was fine. He's got exams in a couple of days. He has a half day tomorrow. I wasn't concerned about it, but he was exhausted. And I was up half the night. Just doing the prayers, I asked his permission. I said, I think there's something that is inside of you that is literally interfering with your dream state. Can I have permission to have it removed? And he said yes, just as he was trying to get back to sleep. So I was in my room trying to get some truth, some higher truth as to how my son got into this predicament. And that's when I saw the vision. That's when I saw the vision, heard the voice, heard clearly, or came in with this knowing that literally it was directly connected to his immersion with this particular internet site. And so if we want to just talk ghosts today, like energetic ghosts, literally coming through and joining with my son. Connecting with my son, becoming one with my son, and then starting the process of interfering in his life and his dream state and with his sleep. And that's not okay.
No.
So we have not had a conversation. I told him this morning, just as he was leaving, that we would have a conversation about this, that I had discovered some things that I felt to be true, and that we would be talking about it after school. And he said, okay. And we will be talking about it after school. In other words, from this point forward, there's going to be more rules and regulations around internet use and around Facebook, because I've seen a change in attitude in my son in connection with Facebook on several occasions. But to me, I more wrote it off to what it is that the kids were saying and how it is that he was digesting it. Now I'm not so sure. Now I'm not so sure that there isn't more connected to just what the energetics are that are streaming and having to be digested and administered to, taken in, let go of, or just shielded from. I bought my son a pendant. Now he has a shungite little chip on his phone to minimize electromagnetic radiation on his phone. And I would highly recommend, like, I'm doing this show maybe to help some parents that might be listening and maybe to help some people that might be listening. I do feel very strongly that we need some sort of protection on our cell phones from electromagnetic radiation. But what I'm talking about for my son is something beyond that. I bought him a Shungite pendant several months ago, really thinking, you know what? I saw a really positive thing happen for my husband when I bought him one about a year ago. He put it on and literally, and he's not much of a believing guy. It's really quite interesting, right? He lets me be who I am, but he, you know, he doesn't necessarily go along with me all the time as to what I'm doing. He's a little bit more reserved, but he could feel energy lifting from his body and freeing itself from his body as he put on that pendant. And I could feel it. And when I asked about it a year ago, I said, you know, what is this that's coming off him? I heard viruses. Viruses. I said, okay, well, where are the viruses coming from? They were coming from the computer. Oh, viruses coming from the computer. So you know how we're so concerned about the antivirus software for the computer so that your computer runs well? Well, did it ever occur to you that those same viruses are potentially, or others that are getting through that channel, are now getting into your system and actually slowing you down? Slowing down your capacity to think, perhaps slowing down your metabolism. Never occurs to us. Never occurs to us the mind manipulation and the things that are streaming through these electronic devices that are going into our chakras, into our nervous systems, into our eyes. These things don't occur to us. I would like them to start to occur to people. The Shungite pendant seems to be a fairly good protection and shielding. So are affirmations. You know, affirmations of connection to that core of light within you, literally asking that these appropriate shielding. Do I know what the appropriate shielding is? No, I have no freaking idea. I don't need to know. Divine of 100% pure love and pure light knows what the appropriate shielding is for this job, the appropriate shielding to put in place so that you can have the experience with the games that you want to have, but not be immersed in them, not pay some price for the fact that you're there on that day, and be able to walk away freely, free of any contaminants, right? Same thing with your computer, same thing with Facebook, right? Yeah. I just feel like these things are not on people's radars, and they need to be.
It's just interesting because I think I found myself in a similar situation with a very popular show. Because I don't have a TV, I often watch them online. And I hadn't really heard of this show, or I had heard of it, but I hadn't looked into it. And it's one of the more popular shows out there. And I started watching it, and I became a little obsessed with it, yet I found it so dark that part of me was going, like, why are you even watching this? And another part of me was like, I need to see what happens. But I didn't like 90% of the people on the show. Like, there was nothing endearing about them. It was all about greed and it was just, anyway, I don't know how it's such a popular show, except from what you've been talking about, I think you get something, you get drawn into it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and what's drawing you into it? See, I don't have the answers to these things, but I don't want to be drawn in. I don't want to be drawn in by television shows like that. I'd like to enjoy them, but I don't want to be drawn in by them. I don't want to be manipulated, right? I don't want my mind manipulated. I don't want any one of my brains manipulated. I don't want my cell structure manipulated. I don't want my water in my blood manipulated. I just, you know what? And so some people would say, well, then don't watch any of that stuff. Well, I like to be entertained sometimes, but I don't want to pay those prices. Mm-hmm. I have found that going into movie theaters, recognizing that I am sensitive and literally coming in, like the last Star Trek movie, loved it. Sat down in my seat, shields up, deflectors on. I am my own little Star Trek USS Enterprise, shields up, deflectors on. I am going to enjoy this show, but I am not going to take on any of this stuff. And I'll tell you, when I forget to do that, I recognize that I've forgotten to do it because I get out of that movie theater seat and my hips hurt.
Oh.
My hips hurt and I can barely get out of that seat. I feel so weighted down. And then I know that I forgot to put those shields up. Like I literally now have taken an adrenal hit. So things have gone into my blood. Things have gone into my bones, potentially. I do my apologies. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Past, present, and future are all one. Thank you. Could you correct that now? And it's amazing how much stuff lifts.
Right. Okay, we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney with us. We will be right back on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
I was lying on the grass a Sunday morning of last week.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney with us today. I wanted to check what the next show will be. It will be in July. And from here, it looks like it's July 10th. So Tracy will be back with us on July 10th. If you missed July 10th, it will be replayed on the 12th. All right. Tracy can be found on the web at TracyMcBurney.com, TracyMcBurney.com. Well, this has been a kind of fascinating show about I guess, protection, shielding, being aware that it's even there.
Being aware that these things are there. I mean, I don't want to be some conspiracy person. I just want people to be aware that these things are impacting us in ways that you might not even conceptualize.
Yeah.
And who knows? I don't know if having these things come into your home has broken up some marriages. I mean, I see them now as energy ghosts, right? And they carry that desire to destroy. And that negativity can get right into the house.
Right.
And that's deeply disturbing.
Yeah. I mean, if we are getting impacted by the TV that we're watching or the shows that we're watching or the movies that we see.
Or the internet that we're immersing ourselves in.
I mean, we do obviously need to protect ourselves. Or shield ourselves or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people are aware of it.
No. And, I like the fact that I consider myself to be a pretty open-minded person because it's not a stretch for me to just go, okay, I'm just going to work with this divine. Okay, guide me. And I'm going to create an affirmation. Thank you. Deliver to me that affirmation. Like, deliver to me what it is. Deliver to me, ask and you shall receive. Deliver to me what it is that I am to say. What is it that I need to say? What is it that I need to ask for? Right? Like, sometimes it can be that simple. It doesn't have to be complicated, but you do want to connect with that inner core of light within you, that divine 100% pure love and pure light, not something else, not some bastardized version of something. Get clear about what you're connecting with within yourself and beyond. I will send to you. I mean, I didn't really know that this is where we were going today, but I'm really happy we did. I'm really happy it's on air, and I hope some people listen to it. I will send to you in the next couple of days, because I think this doesn't even air until Friday, an example of an affirmation, something like what I would say, that would be a way to ask for that protection, to ask for that shielding to be put in place. But I will tell you, I love Albert Einstein's advice, connect with your imaginal cells, let your imaginal cells fly, connect with that divine of 100% pure love and pure light within you, and put the two of them together. You know, what can you imagine? And then go beyond your imaginings. Like, I always end the affirmations, any of them that I am writing with, and now I surrender this back to you. In other words, I recognize that I am human. I recognize this is as far as my conscious mind can get here. I recognize that although I know maybe lots, I know next to nothing. Like, I recognize all of that, and I surrender it back to you, and I say thank you for taking care of this, and thank you for taking care of us, and thank you for taking care of this problem, because I'm now recognizing it's a problem, and I'm recognizing it's a problem that's bigger than I can deal with without your help, right? Like, it's really getting beyond the unenlightened ego, right? Just to say, look, I don't know it all. And I don't have to know it all, because I am surrendering it back to you. So I find my words. I do the best to find my words. Some of the students in the classes that I teach say, man, you're good at words. I'm not. I say, that's okay. Then you're going to be surrendering more than I do. I like words. I like to use words. I like to play with them. But I don't think you need to be the big guru of words. I think you need to be the big guru of recognizing there's a problem, connecting with that part of yourself that is 100% divine love and light, and surrendering the resolution of that problem, right? And thanking for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the shielding. Thank you for the protection. And thank you for delivering me to the places that my family maybe needs to be delivered to. In other words, maybe there are companies, like I introduced you to one. I think it's called safespace.com. Mm-hmm. There are companies that are out there right now. They're not doing this, but they've got some really good technologies in place for protecting families and people from electromagnetic radiation. They've got great products now, and I'm sure there's going to be better ones that are invented, you know, from now and into the future. So it really is about thanking this divine for delivering me to the people, delivering me to the companies, delivering to me what is presently here that may be helpful, and then going beyond that, taking me beyond that, taking me beyond where the consciousness of humanity is. I'm less and less interested in where the consciousness of humanity is. I want to go beyond it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think the consciousness of humanity is really stuck in a lot of ways. And I want to get beyond it. I want to transcend where we are right now. Because I think we're really stuck.
Hmm. Yeah. No, I think I would definitely agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, well, we just get caught up in things and just aren't aware that we're getting caught up in it.
Yes, you know what? That's beautiful. That's right. You're not aware that you're caught up in that show.
Yeah.
To the point where now you're entangled and bound in it, and right. You don't even like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
and it doesn't even resonate with your values. How did that happen?
Exactly.
How did I get bound here?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I noticed, like, after the first couple shows, I said, why are you watching this? It's so dark. Then I watched like three seasons till the last one, which was so incredibly dark. I went, okay, this is just silly. Like, it was enough's enough. This is not even something. I mean, now, you know, half the people that I like just died. So obviously I don't need to watch this. I didn't like that many people in the first place.
It's also interesting because, you know, it's funny because I don't call myself a visual person, but then I see things, right?
So right.
As you say that, it begs the question, what, the moment that you turned the station, the moment that you set your eyes on that, what sat down next to you?
Mm-hmm.
What came into your energy field? Because that's what I saw.
Yeah.
I saw something
that literally sat down
next to you. Where did that come from? Where did that come from? Is that your creation? Is that something that is your creation? Is that some unhealed aspect of you that was not present on Earth plane, but now that you're watching this stuff and embracing this stuff, it's now going to come down and go, oh, okay, she's okay with this now. You know, I don't know. This is the first time I've seen it. It would be interesting to ask. If Tracy's vision was right now, then what was that? That came in that moment when I turned that channel and sat down next to me. Was it actually something intended, you know, that was coming from the creation of that show intended to further manipulate me? Or was that part of me, some unhealed part of me that normally doesn't exist on the earth plane, but now that I'm sitting here giving license to this, it's going to sit with me.
You know, that's what it's going to be. However, we do have to go, so...
You know what? It's true.
Yeah, I know. As soon as you said it, like, of course it's me. All right. Well, this has been fascinating, and I know that this will help a lot of people.
Well, hopefully somebody's listening. Okay. Anyway, we do have fun.
Yes, we do. All right. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. Check her out on the web at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney. We'll be back next month, July 10th on a Wednesday, so you can call in then with your questions, which maybe people will have some questions around this show. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.